Ovois Perk Dalit Mishnah Yud Beis. Reb Elazar ben Shammua Omer Yichvoy Talmidcha Chovev Alecha Kishalach. The Chovev of one's Talmud should be as Chovev as on himself. And if a Talmud that a person teaches Torah to is an extension of his Limud HaTorah, what's the Ikar Cheshivas that a person has in this world? Limud HaTorah. So l'chor, the Torah that a person teaches should be as Chovev to himself as himself. The Lulmoid or Lalamid, the Ikar of Lulmoid is Lalamid, so it makes sense that a person should treat his Talmidim with that level of Cheshivas and consideration. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, by the way, is also from the G'dayle, the five G'dayle Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, that the Gemara brings down in Yevamos. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua specifically is mentioned in the Gemara in Yevamos b'yachas to being the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was a dog before that. The Gemara gives him a name in Ksubis, Tuvino de Chakimi. Each one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva had his shtempel, his chesemes al ador. Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the Rosh HaMedabim. Reb Moshe was the, Reb Meir was the Rosh HaCharifim. Reb Shimon has Reb Shimon's maimid. Lozem and Shavu is Tuvino de Chakimi. So he says this member, Kvoid Talmidcho, Chov Alech Yishalach, Kvoid Chavercho Kemoir Raboch. He upgrades. If a person's Talmud is Kovet Shaloi, the way we just said it, it has to do with a Milan Limud HaTorah. But really, he's putting it together that Kvoid Talmidcho should be upgraded to your Egen HaKovet, more Kovet than a person gives himself, he gives his Rebbe. Kvoid Chaverecho, a person should give to his Rebbe. Umayr Rabcho should be one step up, Kemayr Shamayim. The person upgrades every single level of Kovet to the next level, and obviously there's no Kovet higher than Mayr Shamayim, so then he does justice. The Mishnah is giving a good piece of advice for a person to always upgrade his level of kavod he gives on each madrega in order to make sure he doesn't fall short of what taka should be. Lamaisa, the fact that Talmid Chachomim, one should be mechabed, k'mor Shemayim, here it says Mor Rabcho specifically, but kavod Talmid Chachomim is a drasha, es Hashem lekechotiro, es l'rabis Talmid Chachomim. So the Gemara says Mufurish that Talmid Chachomim, the kovid that's due to them is kekovid amokum. There is no higher kovid than kovid amokum. So what is the meira rabcha over here b'miyuchid? Is there a higher madrega for meira rabboi than meira tamid chum? So it could be tamid chum is kefi the level of the tamid chochum. Meira rabcha is the highest degree of tamid chochum. One has a rebbe, and he knows that there are bigger chachamim in the door. So he treats every chochum kefi his standing. Your personal Rebbe to you is Meir Shemayim. He's your tzinner to Dvar Hashem. So it doesn't make a difference if he's not the God Lador. If he's your Rebbe to you, he's the ultimate. He's the heavens itself. And that's the way it should be. A Talmidim should be loyal to their Rebbe, and they should see children should be loyal to their parents, and Talmidim should be loyal to their Rebbe. They should see their Rebbe as being miyuchet. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Avizor b'Talmud, Sheshigigas Talmud oil lezodoyim. This is Rabbi Yehuda, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda Ba'iloi. He's the Rosh HaMedabim B'chol Mokoyim. And his Zihirus over here is B'Talmud. Talmud, which is another word for Gemara, Talmud Bavli, means the process of learning that gets at the Svoris and the Kashas and Terutzim and Afkeminis. This is the Gemara is the deeper Havon and the Pilpul, which doesn't start by the door of Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. The process of Talmud is an ongoing process. The Mishnah is going to say later on that Ben Chomesh Esrei, that's when the mind becomes analytical and it can start analyzing back and forth. So, Avizor b'Talmud, Sheshigigas Talmud oy lezodin. A mistake in Havona, a mistake in Dimui Milsa Lemilsa, a mistake in understanding the deeper levels of application of each halacha ola zodin, it might look like a mistake, but it's considered b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a zodin, as a mezid, because it comes from a lack of avas ha-teiru, ibi gegeben kai te-teiru, or chashivas ha-teiru. Reb Shimon Aimer, again Reb Shimon, one of the gedolei talmidim Reb Kiva, Reb Shimon Ba'yachoy, shloisha kesarim hem, kesa teiru, v'kesa kuhuna, v'kesa malchus. The Rav brings Psukim Kesetayra Vodarto Pnei Zokim, which talked about Zeshekonachochma, Kesekohunas, Vikidashto, Kodesh Yeloko, Kesemalchus, the Pasuk says, Sem Tosim Alecho Melech. These are three Psukim that show us that these three are worthy of respect and more, of Kovit. Then there's a Kesa Shem Toiv. The Rav says, Mishi Eshbi Ode Maisim Toivim, Ushmuose Toiv Machmas Maisav. He has the Shem Toiv of being all over Hashem, but over the Brios, he's Oyla Agabi Kula. Which means that the fact that a person makes an impression, Latoiv, and he's Al Yodim Messiah of Shem Shemayim, is all the above mentioned categories, Malchus, Teira, Kahuna, are worthless if a person is not in a position with Shem Shemayim Messiah of Al Yodim. This is the fundamental principle. And all these three miles, a person doesn't have to be a melech, and not everybody's the biggest talmid chacham, and certainly not everybody's a kohen. But this keser shem tov is intrinsic, and it's ein shum davar below zeh. Now the wording is interesting. Reb Shimon says shloisha ksarim hem lecha. It's not true. There's four ksarim. No, there's three ksarim which are miles kishala atzmam. Then there's one shem kloli called keser shem tov, which adds and validates any of the above-mentioned three. That's the right way to read the Mishnah.